constitution. It doesn't mean anything, anything that today we live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy, crazy. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world, it's a new day. There is a new world order coming to your town. You better get ready. You better get ready. It's a new day. That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the halls of Washington? Well, that would be me, Wild Bill, your host of the Samsel Report, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the midnight hour on Saturday night. Yes, and you are listening to the Samsel Report. That's right, I'm your host, Wild Bill. I just rode into town. Look out, all you bad guys out there. I'm fixin' to blow the whistle on all your evil plans. Yes, it's the midnight hour, and you are not going to believe what I got for you right here in the next 2 hours. Ho, 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 ho. I tell you what, we have a special guest coming on later on in the show. That's right. Lauren Savage will be joining us. So don't you touch that dial. Stay right where you are. Now there's an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya. He's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no. Now there's an avenue mentality.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SAMSOL Report, coming to you live from a hole in the ground right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Visit my website at www.buildsamsel.net. That's www.buildsamsel.net. Check out the masterful music, the breathtaking books, and of course, the one and only SAMSOL Report website. Okay, the phone is up, and the number to call in is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443, because I want to hear from you. Okay? All right. Our government is a cesspool of corruption. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Our industrial might, a thing of the past, and the Constitution and Bill of Rights are being trashed by a treasonous, out-of-control government that is intent on enslaving the American people. I know it sounds just like something out of the Twilight Zone, but you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You know what, don't you? We live in the Twilight Zone. You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance. You are bombarded by the conditioning illusion projected forth by corporate and government-controlled mass media. A world of mind-controlled automatons, unable to think or speak out or stand up for themselves. You're entering a world where everything is just the opposite of what you think it is. You are living in the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone. That's right. We are living in the Twilight Zone. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media is a weapon. A weapon that is being used to control and dumb down the population, even as they are raped financially, their rights and liberty trampled upon, and America destroyed by design. Okay, now it's time for an important message, especially if you know what's good for you. And I know you know what's good for you, so then you know all about the RBN store, because it has just what's good for you. Oh, yes, and your purchase helps fund this broadcasting network. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, you need this broadcasting network. So RBN is the voice of truth and freedom that you will not find in the mainstream media. So go to the RBN store and help support entertaining, fabulously original, and mind-expanding programs like just like this one. Oh, yes, indeed. I tell you what. It's the SAMHSA Report Live, and it is heard only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, so we got that all taken care of, okay? All right. How y'all doing? Welcome to the SAMHSA Report. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you what. Just glancing at the headlines, I see that they want to do away with the 22nd Amendment. So we can be blessed with another term for the kingfish. There you go. Man, oh man, I tell you what. Democrats are urging the kingfish to bypass Congress on the debt cap and on gun control. Oh yes, let us urge. Let them urge the kingfish to bypass Congress. That's right. That's right. Did you know that the kingfish spent $5 million on vacation so far this year? Did you know that? And did you know that Congress got a nice pay raise? Oh, yes, they did. How much did you get? How much did you get? And Joe Biden wants smart guns. Yes, smart guns. That's what Joe Biden wants. That will only fire for the registered owner. Man, oh man, have we got some headlines for you? Have we got some news? Man, we are overflowing with it. And do you know what time it is? You know what time it is? It's time for Wild Bill's Headline Roundup. That's right. That's right. It's time for the Headline Roundup. All the news that you won't get from the mainstream media. That's right. It's time to saddle up with old Wild Bill, and we'll round us up a whole mess of them there headline critters. All right? Okay. All right. Okay. I tell you what. Oh, we gonna have fun on the SAMHSA Report tonight. I tell you what. So let's get right down to it. Okay. All right. Okay. Alex Jones. This is our first headline. Okay. This is the first headline. Alex Jones to Piers Morgan. You are not going to take our guns. Well, that's the big story this week, isn't it? Isn't it? That's the big story this week. The big story, Alex Jones's appearance on Piers Morgan's show. Alex Jones appeared on the CNN show to deliver a clear message. You are not going to take our guns. Well, while Piers attempted to ask leading questions peppered with isolated gun statistics to paint a false picture of reality, in the wake of the Connecticut school shooting, Alex educated Piers on the real reason America has a Second Amendment and why it is necessary to preserve it. Yes. Oh, man. I tell you what. Alex proceeded to make an ass, not of Piers Morgan, but of himself. Oh, yes. You can go to my website, or you can go to Alex Jones's InfoWars, or you can simply Google Alex Jones on Piers Morgan to hear this two-part demonstration of how not to conduct oneself during a television interview. However, if you go to my website, you'll find that I only posted part one of the interview. See, that's because part one is enough. That's right. It's quite enough. Thank you. Oh, boy. I tell you what. Let's take Alex's meltdown. Let's take Alex's meltdown and put it where it belongs. We'll put it where it belongs, okay? You ready? Let's put it where it belongs, in the corral. That's right. Let's take and put all... There we go. There we go. In the corral. There you go. Get on in there. Get that old headline on in there. Because that's where it belongs. That's right. Actually, it belongs in the outhouse. But I don't think it'll fit. I don't think it'll fit in there. And it'll only make a bad stink worse. See? I tell you what. Okay? Which brings us to our next headline. Okay? But now this one is entitled Alex Jones, an embarrassment, okay, on Piers Morgan, and it's by none other than yours truly. But I tell you what, we're gonna have to hold up on that one. We're gonna have to hold on to it and hold on. Because we have to go to a break. Oh, yes. See? So I don't want to start getting into it until after we come back from the break. All right? So stick around because look out.
That is an avenue mentality. Look out. It's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh no, gonna get ya, oh no. Madison Avenue Mental.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, an embarrassment on Piers Morgan. Okay, are you ready for this? Because here it comes. Here we go. Okay. Alex Jones was invited to do the Piers Morgan show. So what does he do? What does he do? He makes an ass of himself. Look, I think Alex has done a whopping big job of pushing alternative news, right? His show can be heard 24/7 at Infowars.com. He has followers all over the planet. And this guy is sharp, too. Up until now, I figured that the reason he's ignored by the mainstream is that nobody wants to go up against his quick draw ability to recall facts and figures and statistics and information that could instantly shoot down attacks and propaganda. The man is informed, he's knowledgeable, he has amazing recall, and he could be the government's and the controlled media's worst nightmare. See? But, that's right. I watched his interview by Piers Morgan. And all I can say is, what the hell is wrong with you, Alex? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, buddy, but you blew it big time. I mean, big time. It was the controlled media has picked up on this thing, And the headlines read, "Man behind deport Piers Morgan petition has meltdown on Morgan's show." That's the headline. See? And they go on to say that Jones is a raving lunatic and that he believes all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories. That's right. And that his followers are all a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists as well. And so, therefore, the entire truth, freedom, constitution, patriot movement should be dismissed as nothing but a conglomeration of totally crazy wackos. See? What you did, Alex, was give us all a bad name. That's right. That's right. You made us all look like a bunch of whacked out crazy conspiracy theorists. Though, good going, buddy. That's what you accomplished. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so to prove my point, right? So to prove my point, I have a clip. I have the clip. Oh, yes. I shall now play the clip. Okay? All right? And you will hear for yourself. Okay? So that you can judge for yourself. Okay? So prepare to hear with your own ears as Jones makes us all look like a bunch of raving lunatics. So without any further ado, here is the clip.
Anyone who's watched this show over the past few weeks knows I've taken a pretty strong stand on guns in America. It's not escaped the notice of supporters of gun rights, and it's led to a petition on the White House official website, no less. It's entitled, I quote, "Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment." Take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to you.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota, the Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in it.
Okay, hold up. We're going to hold up there. We're going to hold it up there, right there. Okay, so there he is, and he's talking to Piers Morgan. And everything's cool. Everything's all right, okay? Everything's going fine, all right? But I tell you what, when we come back and we go back to the clip, you will discover what I'm talking about, okay? Then you will understand my problem that I have with this whole thing, all right? So, what we're going to do is... I tell you what we're gonna do. we're gonna have to go to a break. Okay, that's what we're gonna have to do. So that's why I held it up. So hold on. When we come back from the break, we will continue. All right, stick around. Don't go away. Stay put.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya. Oh no, gonna get ya. Oh no. Madison Avenue mentality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to continue with the clip so that you can hear with your own ears what I'm talking about. All right? So here's the rest of the clip.
India, your piece earlier on CNN I was watching during Anderson Cooper's show didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer wait a minute. I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20%+ crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths, those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? And that's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce? Don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbangers shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't the
case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you a second.
That's right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many?
Kill people every year, but they're scared to swim.
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those statistics.
How many, do you know?
I was only a few hundred.
No. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull up the statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders.
Oh, wait.
Last
UK
year.
Violent crime capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me
it's
give you
a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're very loud.
That's the
old, man.
No, that's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier.
We're talking about
England
a
has a lot lower. Gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly
but
my
But you've
point.
Got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous
They arrest
thing.
People in England if they defend themselves. That's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because the oh, you've had to flee here, bud. Why don't you
I
tell folks?
Here.
Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How... Many
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order.
Okay.
You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin? I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds.
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is you can...
Against 11,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000
and 35? Yeah, England wants
35.
To ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Right. But do you understand
ban
the
knives?
Difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen,
you understand
do you understand you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings? They know your script, okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos, okay, and all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used, but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up, okay? Hold on.
Okay, all right, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, that's enough of that, all right? It just keeps getting worse. And that's a 7 minute and 21 second clip. And we listened to 5 minutes and 55 seconds of it. Okay. And that was quite enough. There's a part two, but it just gets worse. Okay. So there. Now, what did that sound like to you? Do you approve of that performance? Do you think that's any way to impress people and win them over to the cause? Is that any way to break through all the programming and wake people up? See? My question would be, did you do that on purpose? Did Alex do that on purpose? You know, to purposely discredit the entire movement. Now, I've done talk shows before. Oh, yes. And before you go on, you sit in the green room, and it's like a sitting room, you know, with comfy chairs and a soda machine and a TV monitor. And while you're waiting to go on, you can see the show on the monitor. See? So you sit there and you think. You use your gray matter to think about what you're going to talk about, see? What you're going to say. So, my question to Alex would be, what were you doing in the green room, see? What were you thinking before you walked out on that stage, see? That would be my question. So, like I said before, I've been listening to Alex Jones for over a decade, and I know how sharp this guy is with the facts and the dates and the names and the places. The guy is brilliant, but he also tends to sometimes get himself all worked up, you know, and then he starts yelling and ranting all over the place, and I tell you what. However, this performance went beyond yelling and ranting. He was extremely belligerent, uncooperative, rude, and obnoxious to boot. That's right. That's right. Now, I'm also aware that there are those out there who actually think that Jones did that he did real well, that he did a good job. See? Now, some will claim that Jones made a monkey out of Piers Morgan. Oh, yes, some will. And to them I would say, are you kidding me? How can you listen to that interview and make such an asinine statement? If anyone looked like a monkey, it was Alex Jones. And you can take that to the bank. That's right. That's right. Now, I've heard Jones yell and rant before, but this performance on Morgan's show was totally unacceptable. I was truly embarrassed by it. It nearly turns me off on Alex Jones. That's right. However, because Jones goes ahead and makes an ass out of himself, I don't think it should detract from the work of the people, the talented and dedicated people that work for InfoWars. See, it is their dedication and hard work that makes InfoWars. Jones is just a big mouth and the face of it, see? So, that's why I send all the newbies to RBN. Because you'll never hear John Statmiller do what Jones did on Piers Morgan's show, I tell you what. And get this, Jones does 3 hours and then replays it continuously until the next show, right? Right? That's right. Well, RBN has a complete lineup of shows every day. And what a lineup it is, with great hosts and a wide spectrum of topical information. And of course, the cherry on top of all the whipped cream is the Samsel Report. And you can't beat that. Not even with a stick. All right. Okay. That's right. Okay. So I tell you what. Now, take some advice from old Wild Bill now, Alex. Okay? That there mouth of yours is just like a lethal weapon, especially when you go shooting it off like you did on Piers Morgan's show. Now, the next time your head swells up and your brain overloads and it overloads your mouth, well, take a deep breath, relax, close your eyes, and picture in your mind a baboon's backside. That's right. And then say to yourself, do I really want to look like that? So that's my advice to Alex. Yes, indeed. And you can take that to the bank. I tell you what, you heard it first right here on the Samsel Report. Okay? All right. So, I got that off my chest now. I got that all off my chest now. Okay? So, I tell you what we do. We'll take that there. Take it, and stick it. You know where? Right there. Put it all in there. Get on in there. Get on in there. My goodness. Get on in there, you old headline, you. Okay, all right. So there you go, all right? What's your opinion? Call in with your opinion. Let us know what you think, all right? 800-313-9443. Am I right? Am I wrong? See? That is the question, all right? Okay. Well, I tell you what. Enough of all this silly nonsense. I say enough of all this silly nonsense. I'll tell you what we're going to do now, okay? We got a special guest on the SAMHSA Report tonight. Yes, we do. The Vice President of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Mr. Lauren Savage, is here with us now. Mr. Savage, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Samsel. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Lauren?
Good to hear from Wild Bill every so often.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So what is your, tell us, enlighten us with what is your opinion of all this Alex Jones stuff going on here?
I'll probably be a little kinder to him, but he's a fellow Texan, you know.
I am.
But it was embarrassing. That was not the proper speech or attitude to take on a national program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that would have been appropriate for him and his delegation and his radio show and his lectures and stuff, where people want to hear that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
He made the mistake, instead of going and being on this man's show, he made the mistake of carrying his show and putting it on the air.
There you have it. There you go.
But it's a heartfelt sentiment down here in Texas about them trying to take the guns away.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. They do not want it. And I studied under a rabbi for about 5 years to understand more about spirituality and religion, because I didn't like the one, you know, I was raised in, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking a lot of times about history and Jewish history and the Holocaust and all this. And he was the one who told me, said if it hadn't been for the Jews telling the Jews to give up their guns to play nice with Hitler, the Holocaust would have never happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing that any dictator does when he goes in there is he's going to take people's guns away from them. First thing he's going to do, right?
I don't see this as any more reactionary from the Obama administration as I saw it under the Reagan administration. Something happens, and they all got to get fretful and outlaw something that has no business even being on the consideration of Congress.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And this... You know, I've said it over and over again, that confiscating guns and trying to take, you know, people's Second Amendment rights away from them is what's going to tip off this, there's your second American Revolution right there, right?
You know, I see it from a different point of view. I hope they do try to take them away. I hope they pass laws to stop them. Because it guarantees Texas secession much, much, much quicker.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm for. I want Texas to be an independent nation. And we've seen the reports where, like, there's a city in Florida and there's school districts down here already doing it.
Right.
Forcing or ordering the citizens to carry a weapon at all times.
Well,
and
that's a good thing.
Crime rate drops instantly in these cities that do it.
Well, that's a good thing, yes. So, tell me, what do you actually see Texas succeeding from the Union?
Do I actually see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yes, I do. I see no other solution for any of the United States to get back on the right track without somebody making a stand up against the federal government.
So,
the federal government that was never supposed to be.
Well, how about Arizona?
Perfect. Just let them lead the way if they want to, but I think Texas will beat them to it.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, they are ahead of us at the moment.
The first one to do it will trigger others to follow.
Oh, yes. I think you see more than 50% of them wanting to secede at once.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened during the 1861. People don't realize that Maryland seceded and joined the South. And Lincoln marched in with the troops and took over the conference and the couriers and everything. And the Midwest started about midway through the war and trying to secede. And again, the occupation forces came in and put a stop to it.
Uh-huh. That's So you think they'll be sending in the troops. So you'll have to defend yourselves then. I mean, you'll have to make a stand against the federal government, right?
I don't think with the... the world situation as it is, it's going to come to that, because it would be very hypocritical for the United States to say, you can't secede, it's against the law, or you don't have the right to, after they embarrassed the USSR into dissolving and allowing it, and then supporting Kosovo's secession. How are they going to hold, how can they hold any credibility if they say one of their states can't leave? There is no law in the books that says they cannot.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, hold that thought, because we have to go to a break. And when we come back, we will continue, all right? So all you guys, stick around. Don't touch that dial, okay?
That is an avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya, man, it's gonna get ya. It's gonna get ya, oh, no.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, and we are talking to Vice President of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Lauren Savage, and we were talking about seceding, Texas seceding from the Union. You're aware that that they've got enough ammo to shoot everyone in the country 5 times, I do believe.
Question is, they don't know how much ammo is out there that they don't have control over. That's why the Chinese have never attacked, remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Who was it that they asked about that, the Japanese? about a gun behind every blade of grass.
Right. I don't remember the story. I just remember the phrase.
Tell me something now about from what I understand, Perry has is making deals with Cintra of Spain again. Something about Highway 35 that Cintra is going to be taking. He's back to his old tricks again, isn't he?
He's trying, but he hasn't got the full authority over it. It goes to the legislature.
Uh-huh.
But
so
you
don't think you don't think he'll get away with it then?
Well, he gets away with plenty, but but it's not totally up to him. Cintra has quite a few of the toll booth sections in Texas already.
Uh-huh.
And most of the Texans' argument is not that Cintra's involved. It's the fact that they're using eminent domain to create more roadways that may or may not be needed. I-35 is a federal highway, and Texas keeps maintaining it, even though the feds should be the one footing the bill.
Oh, I see. I see. So they're doing this all over the country, though, aren't they? They're looking to sell off highways that you and I have paid for already and have foreign entities come in and take them over. How are the Texans dealing with that?
Well, they're not. As far as I know, they haven't bought any of the highways here.
Mm-hmm.
They have only bought the rights to handle the business on the tollways.
Okay.
And it's kind of like why they're going with private prisons. Why do you need a whacking hut if you've got government prisons, too? And why do you need Cintra doing toll booths if you've already got government toll booths operating?
Well,
that's the question mark. We all have.
Yeah, that's all a part of what you call privatization.
Privatization. That's something that needs to go because it's a erroneous theory of government economics to begin with. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't privatize the Army yet, do we? But they're working on it.
Oh, yes, they are.
If it hadn't been for privatization, we would still have our technology here and not overseas in foreign countries.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
For free trade, and I'm 100% for it. But the people that preach it have never read Adam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the book.
Uh-huh.
And what they're doing is not free trade.
Oh, no.
It's massacre of your own homeland.
Well, it's like, you know, sucking everything out of the country. All your jobs, all your technology.
I like it when y'all quote these Texan boys down here. Ross Perot.
Oh, there you go, yeah. The sucking sound. Well, I tell you what, it's time for a break. All right, we shall return with the second hour. Don't go away.
It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy, crazy. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world. It's a new day. There is a new world order coming to your town. You better get ready.